We all know how crucial sleep is for our health and our well-being, especially when we don't get enough of it. So today, our guest, Autumn Grimm, family nurse practitioner, will discuss Sleep 101. What's keeping you up at night? Welcome to First Health and Wellness Podcast from First Health of the Carolinas. I'm your host, Maggie McKay. So good to have you here today with us, Autumn. Would you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Maggie. My name is Autumn Grimm. I'm a family nurse practitioner that works for Sandhills Neurology within First Health Group.
So I cannot wait to hear more about this topic that affects everyone. I mean, sleep or the lack thereof. When you don't get enough, it's not a good thing. So to start with, how many Americans deal with consistent sleep issues?
Unfortunately, sleep disorders are common among Americans, with 50 to 70 million adults suffering from chronic sleep issues. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine recommends adults get 7 or more hours per night. Ooh, it's a lot.
Yeah.
However, nearly 40% of Americans sleep 6 hours or less per night. So as Americans, we're not getting enough sleep.
It sounds like it. What are the most common causes of sleep problems?
Oh, sleep problems are caused by a variety of factors. And for some of us, it's multifactorial, meaning it's not just one factor. Certain medical conditions like heart, lung, neurological conditions can interfere with our sleep, acute or chronic pain, sleep apnea, to name a few medical conditions. Certain environmental factors, such as your sleep environment, if it's not conducive to sleep, can disrupt our sleep, such as light, noise, temperature, and even our bed partner when they decide to snore or move throughout sleep. If we suffer from mental health conditions, either episodic or chronic, they can interfere with sleep onset, our sleep maintenance, and even cause daytime sleepiness. There are certain medications and other substances such as caffeine, alcohol, and nicotine that can interfere with sleep. And our bedtime routine can greatly impact our sleep quality as well.
Let's talk about smartphones, Autumn. Does our reliance on them really make that big of a difference when it comes to sleep?
Absolutely, Maggie. We have become increasingly more dependent on technology, and there's a new phenomenon that has emerged called digital distraction. Smartphones and other electronic devices such as computers, TVs, tablets, smartwatches can disrupt our sleep pattern. In the United States, 90% of people use electronics before bed. The problem with electronics is it produces a blue light, which tricks our brain into thinking it's daytime, which then suppresses the secretion of melatonin, resulting in difficulty falling asleep. A survey recently completed by the American Academy of Sleep Medicine found that 3/4 of Americans lose sleep due to digital distraction.
Uh-oh. Well, how does the First Health Sleep Center help?
Well, our sleep center at First Health has grown tremendously in the last 2 to 3 years. At First Health, we offer 6 sleep testing locations throughout Moore, Richmond, Montgomery, Wake, and Lee counties. Our facilities are nationally accredited by the American Sleep Medicine Academy. We not only offer in-lab sleep studies, but also offer home sleep studies to be done from the comfort of the patient's own home. Myself, colleagues, Dr. Chin, Amy Gonzalez, and the entire sleep staff are passionate and committed to providing the highest level of care to our patients. We know the profound and importance of sleep and how it affects every aspect of a patient's waking lives, from our mood, our energy, cognition, immune system, and metabolism. So we take sleep seriously.
And how do I get into a sleep study? How does that work?
Well, if a person is concerned about their sleep because of either trouble falling asleep, maintaining sleep, snoring, abnormal movements during sleep, or even daytime sleepiness, you can start by discussing your concerns with your primary care provider and asking them to speak to a sleep specialist. At our sleep clinic, we always obtain a detailed sleep history and examination, which will help guide us to determine if a sleep study is necessary for you.
Is there anything else you'd like to add in closing, Autumn?
Just we need to focus on prioritizing our sleep. We can do that by keeping a sleep diary, which is a simple way for people to identify factors that might be affecting their sleep quality. It also will help us adopt new sleep habits to improve our sleep. You can find these sleep diaries at sleepfoundation.org.
Are those free?
They are.
Oh, and so what, you would fill out one of those and then maybe take it to your physician?
Correct. Yeah. If you're having any sleep concerns, you would want to fill this out. You can also download certain apps on your phone to sort of keep track of your sleep, or you can do old school pen and paper and track your sleep for a few weeks to a month and then take it into your primary care provider or your sleep specialist if you already have one. And we will go over this with you in our sleep clinic and help identify the cause of your sleep issues.
That's great. I know we talked about a lot of factors, but what do you think is the main culprit for insomnia?
I mean, honestly, it's multifactorial. I see a lot of people that have poor sleep habits. So we're not being consistent with our sleep schedule. We're exposing ourselves to bright lights or electronics before bedtime, which we're all guilty of. We all like to binge watch shows or do some online shopping, which keeps us awake. We also like to snack before bed, drink alcohol. So these things are what's going to interfere with our sleep quality. It's a vicious cycle. We don't feel the greatest the next day and then may not get another good night of sleep. So there's a lot of factors.
Is it as important to go to bed at the same time as it is to get up at the same time?
Correct, Maggie. Yeah, keeping a consistent sleep schedule, even on your days off, trying to avoid napping during the day is essential for consistent sleep.
All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing this invaluable information with us. I learned a lot already, and you know what? That's going to help. So we really appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Maggie.
Of course. Again, that's Autumn Grimm. To learn more about sleep medicine services at First Health, visit firsthealth.org/sleep. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and check out our entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. I'm Maggie McKay. Thanks for listening to First Health and Wellness Podcast, presented by First Health of the Carolinas.